The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Okay, we're joined by Nick Ferrari, presenter Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio in London. The day before the funeral of the Duke of Edinburgh, at which only 30 people will be allowed to be present. And it also seems, Nick, that there are going to be strict dress requirements, that there will not be the display of military uniforms. Why not?
Because, and good evening to you, because it is understood that this is to spare the royal blushes of not one but two dukes. What order do you want to take them? Should we start with the Duke of Sussex? He's probably better known. That is Prince Harry. I have to say, many people think it's a rather mean-spirited decision by Buckingham Palace, not necessarily the Queen, but because Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex, stepped back from royal duties, he's no longer allowed to wear the ceremonial uniform of the Blues and Royals regiment in which he served, which, to help your listeners in their memory, that was it's a very striking uniform. It's what he wore when he married Meghan Markle, 3-4 years ago. So as he's no longer a working royal, he has had all military duties and positions removed from him, so he cannot wear that uniform. So that's the Duke of Sussex. Now to the
Sorry,
Duke of York.
That's despite the fact, that Harry did serve two tours of duty in Afghanistan, that he was a real soldier.
He was a real soldier for more than 10 years. He was fired on by the Taliban. He flew helicopters. But I'm afraid whoever took that decision, they are not for moving. Now, I personally, for what it's worth, I think it's a misstep. I don't think it's in the mood of what the British public want. I'm not saying they're madly in love with the Duchess of Sussex, or they're madly enamoured of the fact that the Duke of Sussex, Harry, left the country. But this is just mean-spirited. And I think, in a way, it's rather backfired, if I can use a military expression, on the palace. So that's why he can't wear a military uniform. Then there's his uncle, Prince Andrew, the Duke of York. Now, just to very quickly run this, to remind all your listeners, of course, he is still possibly sought for questioning by the FBI in connection with his friendship with the convicted late paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. What did Andrew know or not know? Did he ever meet any of these women? He claims he didn't. There seems to be photographic evidence to the contrary. And there's a trial going on in New York involving Ghislaine Maxwell, the daughter of the disgraced publisher, the late disgraced publisher. So to Prince Andrew, credit to him, he fought in the Falklands, he also flew helicopters, he was also fired at. He had risen to the rank of Vice Admiral, but it was reported that, it is known that, this is by dint of age, he should have been promoted to Admiral when he reached 60, because he is deemed to still be serving in the military as he carries out various functions, and he's in Commander-in-Chief of certain battalions. That was halted a year ago on orders of the Queen because it was deemed to be not a good look to promote this man to the rank of Admiral, give him an even more swanky uniform when the FBI were keen to talk to him. He reportedly wanted to go in the unit. I know this sounds extraordinary to people outside of the United Kingdom. It's almost like a dressing up box. But he reportedly wanted to go in the uniform of an Admiral because he thought he was entitled to. The answer came back, no, you're not. You could go as a vice admiral. So, again, just to be pragmatic, shall we put it like that, all the men in dark suits, please. But we understand medals to be worn, which is a glorious British expression, is exactly what it says on the tin. Whatever medals you've earned, you put them on your regular suit and they're pinned to your left breast.
Okay, there were rumours that Andrew had actually commissioned his tailor to make his admiral suit. But was there also a degree of opportunism, dare I even say cynicism, on his part to give interviews to the British media in the wake of his father's death, knowing that good manners would mean that they wouldn't ask him questions about, well, have you actually spoken to the FBI about your friendship with Jeffrey Epstein and what you knew and when you knew it?
Very fair point. All I would say, and I can't answer that, you're absolutely right. All I would say in defence of the Duke of York is, and yes, a lot of eyebrows were raised in that he suddenly made himself available, albeit for limited interviews outside that church. Compared to the other children, he has done markedly less. So I think he does realise the lack of esteem in which he's held. We've had Princess Anne go down to Dartmouth College, which is hugely significant. That's actually where her mother and father met, i.e. the Queen and Prince Philip met when she was just 13 and he was 17 or 18. It's where Prince Philip, taught her, Princess Anne, to sail. And Princess Anne, who is her, my God, she is her father's daughter. She's as hard as granite, and she had a tear in her eye. Prince Charles and Camilla, also known as the Duchess of Cornwall, they were in Marlborough House yesterday. Again, front pages of most of the British newspapers. Tears in the eyes of both of them as they saw the sea of floral tributes. And remember, Matt, the government and everyone else is actually telling you, please don't lay flowers. Please don't do this. It's against COVID restrictions. But a sea of flowers has been laid. And Prince Edward has given extended interviews with his wife, Sophie Wessex, Countess of Wessex, outside the church as well. So of the four children, it has to be said, Andrew is the most muted. But your point is well made, considering the interest of the FBI.
Tell us about the hearse that Philip built for himself over the last 16 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can discount the idea of 16 years. Those of you, and I own a 1954 Land Rover, so I'm a Land Rover lover. Anyone who knows Land Rovers know they come in short wheelbase and long wheelbase. I won't get very boring. This will be a long wheelbase. But what has been adapted? And bear in mind, he once famously said that when he died, quotes, stick me in the back of a Land Rover and drive me to Windsor. Now, the original operation would have been slightly more spectacular than that. And, of course, he's not in the back of a Land Rover. It's been specially designed so it will be able to carry the coffin on effectively the flatbed. But for any of your listeners who are into shooting, these Land Rovers are also known as gun Land Rovers because they can, again, adapt it. They can take about 12, 14 blokes or women who are what are called guns who go out shooting, which, of course, was another great love of the Duke of Edinburgh. So he probably got the idea from that. He'll have his wish. And in a bizarre, extraordinary way, the fact that it will be a scaled-down royal funeral, the like of which we've never seen due to COVID, just 30 mourners, probably speaks to the real belief of the man, which is minimum fuss for everything. Just get on with your duty.
Nick Ferrari, presenter Nick Ferrari at Breakfast at LBC Radio in London. Thank you for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.